apparently podcasting is in a renaissance period right now. The program Serial, which is a spinoff of This American Life, which is a long-running successful radio program that turned podcast, and it's still on the radio too. I mean, This American Life. But here's the thing, right? The reason why Serial is so popular is because it's something that doesn't exist right now, in any of the medias, right? It's because most of the podcasts that I'm familiar with are just talking heads. I mean, heck, this podcast is just me sitting here talking into my iPhone. A lot of them are, talking head shows. It could be just like any other radio program, right? There's nothing unique about it. Whereas, Serial is actually a compelling piece of entertainment, right? The fact that it happens to be delivered via a podcast app on your iPhone or your mobile device versus a terrestrial radio channel. It's kind of irrelevant, right? People are looking to be entertained, and yes, there's going to be podcasts like mine, right? There that will have some listeners, and that'll be that. The reason why it's, I guess, now, supposedly getting more attention is because mainstream people are, I think, finally, starting to discover it, because there are things that mainstream people want. And let's face it, mainstream people don't want to sit and listen to a bunch of tech douchebags talking about the latest whiz bang thing that they have. I know this, right? I mean, I would not ever claim for a second that this podcast should be listened to by mainstream people, right? I mean, it's going to be tech douchebags that listen to it, or people that know me, or people that are for whatever reason interested in what I have to say. And do I ever think that I will get numbers like This American Life or that? No, I'm not. I don't aim it that way, right? And that's the thing, right? If you want to make a program that everybody likes, then you actually have to make it entertaining. You have to do something different. It's not just make the same old program that everybody else makes. You actually have to do some work now. And I personally, I don't have the creative talent necessarily to do that. And so I'm just doing what I'm doing. But I'm also have expectations that I'm not going to get a lot of listeners, and I'm okay with that, right? I do this podcast because it's easy for me to do. I do have some people that enjoy listening to what I have to say. And, when I get tired of doing it, I'll stop doing it. That's the nice thing about a podcast with no ties to any sort of like radio station or anything. I can stop doing it whenever I want. And so a few people will be sad, but that's that, right? But for mainstream people, right, there has to be like real content there that mainstream people would listen to, and it's not the tech douchebag stuff. And most people give zero craps about the audio quality. I mean, I think there's a certain minimum level of audio quality that everything has to have. But, a lot of the tech douchebags get all caught up on, oh, it sounds really good. Well, no, it doesn't have to sound perfect, right? But you have to have content that people are willing to listen to. It's like Jordan Cooper said in one of his podcasts and on YouTube that he recorded something. It's entertainment, right? And if you have to accept that if you're doing a podcast, you're in the entertainment industry in some way. And I mean, I personally don't consider myself in that, but it makes sense, right? If you want to do a podcast that it's going to have lots and lots of listeners, then yeah, you have to do something unique with it. And, I realize I'm not doing anything all that unique, except maybe doing a short podcast. I'm not doing the talking head tech douchebag roundtable, which everybody, which all the tech douchebags like, but real people listen to that and go, I don't want to listen to that. Like my wife, for instance, she listens to podcasts. She listens to things that are radio programs or were radio programs, like Dr. Joy Brown or Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, that kind of stuff, right? So it's stuff, mainstream stuff, right? The fact that it's, she's listening to it on a, on demand on her phone versus on a radio, that's an implementation detail. And it's now gotten to the point where it's easy enough for her to do it. And, I think I showed her how to do it once and that was it, right? I mean, she does all this stuff on her own. She says, oh yeah, I listen to this podcast and that podcast. And yeah, they just, and actually what she, what she said, which I think is a very valid point and something that's missing and an opportunity really is, where's the live call-in show, right? We don't have too many of those in the podcast space. You know, with a national radio program, it was really easy to do a live call-in program and have different people, right? In the podcast, internet space, it's a lot harder to do that. I mean, the technology's there, but getting enough people listening to a stream that'd be willing to call in and not get repeats of the people, right? Having enough diversity, that's a challenge. But those kinds of programs, right, are actually, those are the kinds of programs that are interesting, because especially or at least for my wife anyway, she likes those kinds of programs, and they just don't exist in the podcast space. So if somebody's looking to do a podcast, right, I would say, yeah, try to do a live call-in show. That might actually be interesting to people, because rather than listening to the same two tech douchebags or douchebags talking on the program, getting some additional input into the program, when sometimes it's interesting and sometimes it's not, but getting some different voices out there, I think would be a good thing. And so, come on guys, if you're going to make a podcast, I mean, that would be, I don't know what I would do a call-in show about. I mean, even Leo Laporte does he takes the tech guy radio and puts it out as a podcast. Now, again, kind of techie people would listen to that. But if you definitely would be nice to hear some sort of more mainstream programs that are like that. And, now it'd be really easy to do those kinds of programs. The technology's there. It's just a question of getting, building up the audience to have enough people to do it. And that, I guess that's where the problem is. But anyway, the only reason that there's a renaissance in podcasts is because people figured out, somebody figured out that it's, what makes a good podcast is what makes a good radio show. What makes good audio entertainment. The fact that it's being delivered over a podcast is not, is novel, but what's going to make a good podcast is what's going to make a good radio program. And so there you go. There's no secret to it. And that's why, Serial is doing so fantastic, is because it's a good audio program. It's entertainment. And the fact that it's being delivered over, a podcast app, who cares? I mean, that's what people are looking for. That's why podcasting is quote unquote, making a renaissance. It's because there's finally some mainstream content that's captured people's attention. And I think, if there's people put out more of those, I mean, that's the nice thing about podcasting is nobody owns nobody owns the airwaves. And so I think that's what's going to, that's what needs to happen. So if you want to make a popular podcast, guys, like I said before, get off your duff and do it, and do something that's unique and realize that you have to be entertaining. Otherwise people aren't going to listen to your crap.